Now I'm going to use that reading that we had from the epistle for tonight, from Philippians chapter 2. And my hope in doing this with you is to share something special with you about Palm Sunday itself. And the reading then begins with verse 5. Have this mind among yourselves, which is yours in Christ Jesus, who though he was in the form of God, did not count equality with God a thing to be grasped, but made himself nothing, taking on the form of a servant, being born in the likeness of men, being found in human form, humbling himself, becoming obedient to the point of death, even death on a cross. Therefore, God has highly exalted him and bestowed on him the name that's above every name, so that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The reading for tonight's message. Nothing on the screen tonight. Bare bones. Kind of goes with last week a little bit. I'm just wondering if anybody here knows anybody that's really famous. No, really famous. Know them up close and personally. Kind of call them a friend. I'm not talking about the king or queen at the prom either. I'm talking somebody really famous. I was doing this with the kids in chapel this morning, and one of the kids raised their hands. Yeah, I do. And I said, well, who do you know? Pooh Bear. I said, you know Pooh Bear? He says, yeah, I saw him at Disneyland. We shook hands. I got a kick out of that. But I'm talking about somebody like the President of the United States or a well-known movie star, a successful athlete, a billionaire. Never forget, I went out for a fish fry. This was back in 97. And it was early in the football season. It was still in September. It was still in that time of preseason. And I went in to meet my buddy Dave, and we were going to go and watch a high school football game together. It was Friday night, and it was about 5:30 or so. We walk into this old tavern. It's on the way, Crivets it was, on the way to the school we were going to. And I went and I sat down next to Dave. I sat down. I said, oh, did you order yet? And he says, Brett Favre and Mark Shamir are behind us. I said, really? He said, I turned around to look. He said, don't turn around. They both looked right at me. Yeah, that's the closest I've gotten to anybody famous, but it's not like I made friends with them and went hunting with them. But I've always dreamed about that. Knowing somebody really, really famous, an athlete would be really cool. And I wonder what would be in it for me. Money? A little bit of fame myself? You know, show up with them somewhere really important? Yeah, this is my best buddy. Or maybe a rock star. You know, get free tickets to a concert. Something like that. What would it be like to have somebody really famous as your own personal best friend? Of course, I'm just dreaming. You at least know me. That's just a joke. But to the really famous, we're really just nobodies. Just a face in the crowd. Again, one time I went to a practice for the Packers, you know, at Don Hudson Center. And afterwards, they were all signing autographs outside. Antonio Freeman was there, and I walked up to him, and I didn't ask for an autograph. He was just signed a picture that he had of himself and somebody else on there and gave it to me, and I just read it. It said, from a good friend. Antonio Freeman. Gave it to the 8-year-old kid next to me. A good friend. I don't know about you. Have you ever thought about that? Think about this. At the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow. Every tongue confess that He is Lord. Then I realize the most famous person of all time is my personal best friend. Isn't that cool? I mean, not just kind of famous, extremely famous. Nobody's as famous as this guy. I wonder, did you think of that when I said, do you have a real famous personal friend? Did you think, yeah, Jesus. I mean, who's more famous than that? Numero uno, listen again. Every knee shall bow. Every tongue will speak of it. Jesus is Lord. Nobody more famous than that. See, one day, pastor came to me. I was 19 years old. He said, do you want to be baptized? I said, yeah. He dunked me and said, in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, made the cross over me. Touched me on my forehead and said, Jesus loves you. Very personal. Most famous person of all time. Took you, whether you were older or an infant, held you, gave His own personal name, God's name, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, personally gave you that, touched you with the water, calls you now His child. I don't think a rock star is going to do that for you. I don't think any athlete would want to do that. No movie star. He knows you well. That's the thing about this famous guy. He knows you extremely well because He made a home within your heart. So when you have thoughts, when you have desires, when you have troubles, when you have concerns, when you have temptations, He doesn't leave you or abandon you. He stays with you. He's personal. He's up front. He wants to be with you. He knows your sin and your evil. As you repent, forgives you and holds you all the tighter. He knows your insecurities and failures, yet He bears up with you, identifies with you, gives you a shoulder to cry on. Nobody more famous. And I admit that other famous people have good points and bad points, but Jesus only has good points. And those are great. They're all about what's good and right and proper. And by the way, they lead to life over death, eternally, in heaven. Isn't that wonderful? Who else could grant such a thing for you? To say that though this body should die, your soul will live. I got a better body waiting. So we shout aloud. And we say, yeah, it's great to have all these popular, wonderful people. We're just a face in the crowd. Hosanna, the greatest of all. My buddy, my friend, my God, my Lord. You know, and the other thing about it is, have you ever noticed how rock stars come and go? I mean, if they last 10, 20 years, maybe 30, 40, if you're the Rolling Stones. But you start to look your age after a while, don't you? Yeah. And just as you came in like a flash, you go out like a flash. Pomp and circumstance. And I don't know how many times, you know, I've been to a football game, a professional football game, and I go there. It's all different people playing. Stars of the past are gone. But not Jesus. He remains. The stories of the Scripture are always the same. The person it tells about never changes. His love for you endures all time and situations. Though you may be who you are, he's the constant. Yeah, he doesn't come with a flash, pomp, and circumstance. He doesn't fill stadiums. He comes on a donkey, meek and mild. You ever wondered why? Why a donkey? And, you know, instead of a horse or a stallion. I always say, if he rode a Maserati, which he could have, could you imagine that, a Maserati coming in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago, doing donuts right in front of the temple? He could have done it. But then only the rich and the popular people would have identified with him. On a donkey, that's like an old pickup truck. That's my kind of guy. He comes in on a donkey straightway. And I just love that because he takes me for who I am and he deals with me for what I am. Even though there's evil and all kinds of other junk, guess what? He wants to help you. You got failures and issues and insufficiencies, one right after the other. He doesn't want you to live in that, but he'll take you where you are and move you forward. Only somebody who really loves you does something like that. Only somebody who wants to identify you does something like that. Only somebody who could drive a Maserati but picks a donkey does something like that. But there's one other really important point here. What other popular, famous person out there in the world would wash away your sins? I can't name a one. I can't name one who would want to, and I can't name one that actually could. You know, the most famous person of all, who humbled himself, became obedient to the Father's will, which was that somebody should sacrifice themselves for the sins of the people because the people can't handle it. Somebody do it for them. He sent his one and only Son, Jesus. Obedient unto death, even death on a cross, that you and I would experience the cleansing of our sins and the freedom to live without the past. And understand that there is a tomorrow that's better than today. God sees me and you through this one, the most popular of all time, the most famous of all time, the one who would make a sacrifice for you, even though you don't deserve it. Neither do I. Take upon our sin all of its consequences, even death. Bible says, by his wounds, we are healed. All of us who are in Christ, the old has gone, the new has come. You are a new creation. Now, who could do that? Yep, no regular run-of-the-mill Joe, no really extremely famous popular person of our times, but much more than that, the most famous of all time, and the one who's really personal with you. Forever to be praised. Hosanna, we sing. Glory be to God in the highest, for God has found a way to love us in Jesus.